Jenna Jacoby is presented by Allstate. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate.
This is Method Man and the Mighty Wu-Tang Clan. Chilling. Jalen and Jacoby, man. They gave these dudes a show.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We boss up. And get a people!
Who is joining us in just mere minutes on the program?
Fly God. West Side Gun, the Fly God of Griselda family, is joining us next.
Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
Luka Doncic, your MVP pick, went absolutely off last night in Brooklyn in overtime. Doncic took over, dominated the Nets in the extra session, and took his team to a win.
It was good to see Tim Hardaway score 18, being really productive to help Luka out. McGee, championship pedigree, big guy running the floor, catching those dimes and finishing them. But when I got confused, I looked at the sideline. It was Jason Kidd, one of the greatest point guards of all time. Mm-hmm. And what I saw is him crafting an offense for Luka that allows Luka to be him.
He's him.
He is I, and I am him. And coming into this season, who did I say is going to be MVP?
Luka Doncic.
Just think about this for a second. He was doing this against KD and Kyrie when both of them were still getting buckets.
KD and Kyrie did great. Matter of fact, every game the Nets have played, KD and Kyrie have combined for at least 60 points, but they're not winning games.
Teachers teach and do the world good. Kings just rule and most are never understood. So why did the Mavs win, Jalen, over the Nets, even though KD and Kyrie were playing so very well? It's because Luka's making the people around him better.
Yep.
That's the difference. If you look at their rosters, who would you think have a better roster?
I would think on paper you would say the Nets.
Okay. So one guy has 14 assists, 11 boards to go with 41 points. Mm-hmm. That means...
Love that pass so much.
80 of their points, he either scored or assisted. 80. One gentleman, Luka. And you know the thing I love about him so much? Is when he get a dunk, he just start laughing.
He barely dunked.
He just started laughing. He went baseline and got that dunk. He like, y'all let me dunk? Like, see, of all people on the court, y'all let me dunk? You know, y'all ain't got a chance if y'all letting that happen.
How many Mavs possessions are Luka just getting to the teeth of defense and just kicking out to a wide-open three-point shooter? Well, how many times did that happen?
Well, Jacoby, here's what I thought about. Steph Curry and Luka are the two most unguardable perimeter players in the game. And Ja Morant, those three. But Luka, what makes Luka different from the other two is that when you're playing against the Mavs, you'll try all five of your people on Luka because of his size. Mm. So you'll have your perimeter guys guarding him, you have your guards guarding him, you have your bigs guarding him, you have your center guarding Luka. And so now it's like the guy that's in the fight and everybody wants to rush him and he just punched the bully. Nobody can stop Luka.
No.
And to your point, takes his time, gets into his zone, isn't rushed, gets to his spot, makes a play. Luka's an incredible athlete, and I don't like to necessarily do generational comparisons, but the pace that he plays at, it reminds me of what Larry Bird would look like if he played today.
I love Larry Bird so much.
You prayed to a Larry Bird poster
every
growing up.
Game.
You prayed.
Before I left the house, I prayed to the Larry
Do you see that pace?
I mean, they have very different games, but it's kind of like if Larry Bird was born 40 years
later. The pace that he plays with.
And that behind the head pass was very Larry Bird-esque.
Come on, man.
Even Cleaver was like, oh, whoa, okay, I guess I'm going to finish this up. That was the big basketball game last night, the big football game last night, featured the greatest of all time, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against Lamar Jackson. They're going to regret not paying Lamar Jackson this offseason because he is the reason they get these wins.
it's great when an all-time great like Tom Brady can have seven championships, win six with the Patriots, go to Tampa at an advanced age and win. It's incredible. But never get confused. Basketball and football in particular, these are young men sports. Mm-hmm. These are young men sports. The faster, the more alert, the more aware, the more athletic player has the substantial chance to be successful. And when I'm watching LeBron play basketball, for example, AD play basketball, they're balling, but they're older. Tom Brady's balling, but he's older. And so now it looks different. He's more frustrated when there's a ball that hits the turf. He's slamming tablets every other week because that's when you realize that you can't really instill your will on the game like you used to. You know what Baltimore did? They got back to their identity. See, most teams don't have one. John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, you know what they want to do whenever you get confused?
Run the ball.
They want to run the ball.
First down, we're running the ball.
We've been talking about this with the 49ers and Shanahan. I know they trade Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. They want to run the ball.
Yes.
And who they go trade for? Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And so Baltimore just – and what happened to the Bucs defense? We're talking so much about Tom Brady.
They were one of the best defense. Yeah. Like before the season, I would have listed them as a top five defense. Right now, bottom five defense.
You were like, oh, the linebacker core and David and Jacoby. We were trying to get it together.
White. David and White.
Yeah.
Two things I am.
Come on, man.
It's been shocking to watch this Buccaneers team perform the way they have week after week after week. I mean, losing to the Steelers. Scoring 3 points against the Panthers and then losing to the Ravens on Thursday night. This is bad for the
Bucs. You
know
what? I'm not Adam Schefter, but I got some breaking news.
You got breaking news?
Yeah, I got some breaking news.
You got breaking news?
Yeah, this would be the final season Tom Brady plays football.
Oh, for sure. He might not finish this season. Giselle was like, you either play football or this family's breaking up. He's like, I'm good. I'll take the family. I'll take the family over football. If we're going to play like this, I'll take the family. The best team in the NFL resides in New York State. It's not the Jets or the Giants. It is the Bills Mafia. The Bills Mafia this week
they play
the Packers. I would say this is like a must-win game for the Packers. The way that the Vikings have one of the best records in the NFL, but I just do not believe in them. But the Packers need this one so bad against the Bills, and they're not going to get it, Jalen.
All I know is
look
this. Shout to Conway Machine, Benny the Butcher, and Westside Gunn is joining us in the B's.
Wait, Westside Gunn is going to be on the show today?
To talk about the Buffalo Bills.
To talk about the Bills?
Absolutely. And just let me tell you this. Huge game, as you mentioned, for the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
This is, in college, they call these program wins. When you have recruits in and you're the underdog and you're playing against your rival. That's what Michigan has to watch for this Saturday against Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing Buffalo has to watch for, a Packers team that has nothing to lose. If they decide... Seriously, I know Aaron Rodgers, and we're talking a lot about it.
We talk about the receivers all the time, but look at that ball.
Correct.
Look at that ball. That's 10 yards passing.
And Jalen and Jacoby's going to remind y'all something. When everybody talks about them missing Devontae Adams, they're also missing Valdez Scantling,
yep,
who just caught for over 100 yards
last week with the Kansas City Chiefs. Yep.
Right? And so for the Packers, though, they have two great backs. Aaron Jones caught 2 touchdowns last week. They got to run the ball with him and Dylan. That's what they got to do. And then play action with Aaron Rodgers. Not just line him up shotgun and think he's just going to pick the defense apart. He's older.
Doesn't really do anymore.
I just gave you this theme. He's older. That don't mean he can't still be great, still be dominant. But you can't, you know, you're not going to just be dominant all 60 minutes at an advanced age. Run the ball. Give yourselves a chance to win against the Buffalo Bills.
I do not give the Packers a chance to win. In Buffalo, there's no chance they win this game.
How about this? When you watch Josh Allen, there's a lot of him when I look at him and be like, that's how Aaron Rodgers used to look. Is that fair?
Josh Allen's such a different type of quarterback.
I know. He's a football player.
Yeah.
He's a football player that lines up at quarterback.
I don't remember Aaron Rodgers doing any of that. But we're talking about the Bills, right? We should probably have someone from Griselda on the show to talk about the Bills.
No,
right?
No doubt. No question about
it. Join us right after this very short break.
The Fly God.
Fly God.
West Side Gun of Griselda is joining Jalen and Jacoby with an exclusive next. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby Jalen, bro,
boom, boom, boom,
who
boom, boom,
joins
boom,
us boom, right boom, now boom, on boom, the program. Our next guest is the Fly God, the founder of Griselda, artist, curator, wrestling promoter of Fourth Rope, Michelle Records, and legend. This gentleman is so much of a legend that he wore a fear of God to the Last Supper. West Side Gun joins Jalen and Jacoby. What up, family?
Man, blessed, man. Super blessed. 10 out right now, man. We trending. It's a beautiful day.
Number one rap album on Apple Music. Make sure that you go get HWH10. For the fans that haven't heard it yet, what will they be getting when they push play on this project?
A movie, man. It's not even a rap album, man. It's a movie, man. It's just an art piece, man, from top to bottom. There's nothing out there like it, period. The production is crazy. The features is crazy. You know, it's nothing topping it, man. We got the number one hip-hop album out right now, man. 10.
Absolutely, and you're not only killing the game as an artist, but also as an executive producer, as I mentioned, a talent evaluator and curator. So talk to me about the recent projects. We've had our family, Armani Caesar, join the show. We've had Rome Streets on the show. Just talk about these fire projects you've been producing lately.
But shout out to Armani Caesar and Rome Streets, man. You know what I'm saying? Griselda all day. You know, I just wanted to do a flood real quick. You know what I'm saying? And I always say it, man, Griselda is the best label out right now that's giving you just that real, pure hip hop, man. The art, the culture is just being pushed all the way through. So, you know, I wanted to start the flood, man, just to let people know that we are number one and I'm gonna prove it. You know what I mean? Because I talk a lot of, you know, people think it's arrogant and all of that, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? It's the truth. Like, this is hip-hop, man, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Rome Streets, a great addition to Griselda. You know, people always look at Griselda's, you know, West Side Gun, Conway, and Benny, but, you know, Rome Streets was a great addition. And, man, he just smoked it, man, that real New York City nostalgic. And then Armani, man, that's the queen, man. Liz 2 out, phenomenal, you know what I'm saying? Like, so many people at the beginning was just like, they didn't get the Armani Caesar part. I always got it. I've been knowing Armani Caesar over a decade. I knew she could go with the best of the guys. She was in the ciphers with the Conways and Benny's holding her own, you know, and it was only a matter of time. And as we can see, man, she came with the second installment. And I mean, it's nothing topping that either, man. Like I said, Griselda on top, man.
Griselda definitely on top right now. And one of the reasons I'm such a big fan of yours is when people call you an artist, they assume that they mean musician. But you have so many eclectic talents and tastes. So, like, when I call you an artist, I truly mean an artist. What are you working on besides music right now?
Man, you know, Griselda by Fashion Rebels, my fashion brand. Officially, this was the first hoodie sold out in an hour or two. You know what I'm saying? This is... You know, we built this hoodie, man, from scratch. This isn't some, you know, we go buy a brand and screen print it on it. We actually built this hoodie from scratch, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just building my fashion brand. I'm working on Gun Basel right now. You know, last year was the first Gun Basel done, Art Basel in Miami, where the first night I had a art show and a private party, and the next night I perform. But this year, we're going to start off Thursday. It's going to be my first ever Fourth Rope wrestling event. You know what I'm saying? Which is going to be crazy. People are not going to want to miss this, man. You know what I mean? So I'm working on wrestling. I'm working on fashion. And I'm curating more. I got Bodie James still coming, baby. We got Jay Worthy, Bayon Billy. You know what I'm saying? I still have more, you know, pieces I need to paint. So it's not stopping no time soon. A couple movies going. We got Conflicted too. There's so much going on, man.
And I'm glad you alluded to that, because my brother Boldy James is up next. Stove God Cooks is up next. Just give us a snapshot of what we can anticipate from those two projects.
I'm going to tell you like this. Stove in the other room right now, man. Stove here with me right now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Stove, man. Shout out to Boldy, my brother. He in the D right now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Boldy is incredible. Incredible. One of the best storytellers of all time. And, you know, we cooked up the Versace tape. That was our first one together, produced by Jay Versace. And, you know, this time we're going to kind of switch it up and give you more, you know, a difference on the production instead of just going with the one producer this time. So it's going to have it's going to be a movie, man. And Stove God, what can I say, man? One of the best lyricists in the game right now, hands down. You know what I'm saying? And, man, we just representing and waving this Griselda flag. And, you know, we still got Michelle Records coming. Like, I was about to drop Michelle Records, but every now, you know, this time, I just get in that zone, man, and I just drop 10, man. But Michelle Records still coming out. Like, we're never going to stop working, man. And shout out to Conway and Benny. We're going to give y'all something to 23 too, man. What was Shane going to do, too, or something? Who knows? The boys is coming back together. We're going to give y'all another classic again. We're not stopping. This is the culture, bro. This is what I signed.
Breaking news, Griselda album in 2023. You heard it from the Fly God himself.
Well, Griselda is on top. The Buffalo Bills are also on top. You beat the Chiefs in Kansas City, had the Packers coming to town this weekend. In my opinion, they are the best team in the NFL. Something tells me you agree.
Come on, man. Of course, Bills Mafia, man. You know what I'm saying? What can I say, man? We could talk about this all day. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, we should have been undefeated right now. It's all good. Yep. But again, you know what I'm saying? We all the way, man. Bills all the way, man. Bills all the way, man. Shout out to Motor, man. I'm a big Motor fan. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, everybody's a Josh Allen fan. Everybody's a, you know, a Diggs fan. But I love Motor too, man. Motor is a beast, man. It's my favorite.
That's what's up, and Buffalo, I expect that they're going to have a long playoff run, no question about it. I want to also ask you about Fourth Rope, your wrestling promotions that you founded. Tell the world how you fell in love with wrestling and how we could check out some of your Fourth Rope productions.
Yeah, man, you know, I've been a wrestling fan my whole life. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, everybody seen me at the last WrestleMania, the last Royal Rumble, the last Survivor Series. You know what I'm saying? All that. Even on AEW, see me at Full Gear. You know what I'm saying? You see me at All Out. Like, I'm front row at every major pay-per-view event. I think I'm the number one wrestling fan in the world. And I just love it so much that I felt that I wanted to actually start my own wrestling promotion, but put a twist on it, put more, you know, more hipper, you know, culture to it, you know what I'm saying? And add some spice to it. And I just wanted to do something that's never been done, you know what I mean? And, you know, I want it to be where you come to my show and it might be, you know, Smoke Biz and Wiz Khalifa front row this time, and the next time you come is Drama and Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? I just want to have fun with it, you know what I mean? And put everybody, you know, back in the day, everybody loved wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Everybody grew up on wrestling, man. The Thumb Toys, man. I go back to that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I couldn't even ask my, you know, grandmother, can I get, you know, a pay-per-view? She looking at me like I'm crazy. So you have to hear it through, you know, watch it through the lines. Remember those?
No, that was $50, man. That was expensive.
You only could hear it.
I used to watch a lot of Cinemax that way back in the day. HWH 10 is out now. We got the whole Griselda family on there. We got Ghost and Ray, Busta Rhymes, ASAP Rocky, so much more. Right now, the hottest album in music is that man's album, West Side Gun. Go cop his record right now. Thank you so much for coming through. You're always welcome to come back.
Man, family, man. Love y'all, man. You know that.
Love you, man. Love you. Appreciate it. Congratulations.
We'll be back with more. You are watching West Side Gun on Jalen and Jacoby. ESPN tonight, doubleheader starts with NBA Countdown at 7, and then it is the Pacers going up against the Wizards at 7:30, and then in the nightcap, we have the West Coast contest between my favorite team to watch, the Pelicans, against the Phoenix Suns. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Want to thank Westside Gun for coming through. The Bye God is here. Every day we have a show. What do we do?
We sadly acknowledge that Brittany Griner has now been wrongfully detained for 253 days. And I just read an article about the poorest living conditions that she's now being residing. So we just wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
We will not forget the fact that Brittany Griner is still detained in Russia. Jalen Rose, this weekend, your Detroit Lions are hosting Miami Dolphins, and before the show is the show, the live podcast, Jalen Jacoby from Ford Field. If you go to DetroitLions.com/Jalen and Jacoby, you can join us as we get you ready for the Lions' dominance over the Dolphins.
The Lions game, you get a chance to see them win against the Dolphins. Tua's back. Cheetah, Waddle, they're playing. For the Lions, Hutchinson, he'll be playing. And you know who's going to be under center? My guy.
Who?
Jared Montana.
Jared Montana?
Yeah, he's going to lead us to our second win this weekend. Absolutely.
Remember when Jared Montana was putting up like 40 points, 35 points? What happened the last couple weeks?
He was just dropping back too far.
That's what it was. He fixed it. We found out yesterday that Jared Montana said he was dropping back too far, so he's made that tweak, dominating the Dolphins. I don't think the Dolphins are going to score.
We will see you this Sunday in Detroit. Jalen and Jacoby live as we get you ready for the Detroit Lions against the Miami Dolphins.
Again, I want to thank Westside Gunn for coming through. You can get his new album anywhere you stream music. We'll be back on Monday.
Boop, 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 boop.